Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus tonight. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Man Up the Movement. This is our third week of every month when Pastor Dwayne comes forward with detox, but we're going a different flavor tonight. We're going a little bit more spiritual here on Man Up. I want to first give a testimony before we go forward. Then I want to introduce the mighty man of God, Pastor Dwayne Collins. He is the pastor of Rhema. Look, I didn't forgot already. But Rhema, come on, Pastor, help me. Rhema Word Center in Madison, Wisconsin. He just told me today, so excuse me. But we are excited. I want to just, like I said, give a little testimony. Last week's topic was about men's health. And we talked about how as men neglect and what we need to do better and what you need to do. And come on, we need to all this. Well, you know, the change I want to see first begins in me. And today I went for my physical. And when you turn 50, there's some things some tests they want to get. Anyway, I'm in line. I have did my first stage. I go Thursday for my lab work. And then I think in 2 weeks, go back for another procedure. We won't put all those terminologies, but I'm going to say I can hold up my cross. I can bear my cross right now and just be grateful that God is moving and he's allowing me to testify tonight that I ain't gonna just talk about it. I'm gonna be about it. So I'm challenging y'all out there. Let's get to the doctor, get your physical, get everything they say you need at a certain age. Get it. Young men, you need to start now in that field of taking care of your body. One thing the doctor said to me today is like, do you need an eye exam? I said, no, I just got a new prescription. She said, well, what? I said, that's the only thing that don't work. Somebody will get that. And but it showed that at least I will take care of where there's a need at. So I know that God has blessed me with a healthy body. But the proof is in the pudding by doing what we said to do. With no other further testimony from me, I just want to let you know I did it. So when I call you on it, I expect you to get on it, too. But we're going to bring in Pastor Dwayne from Rhema. Let me get back to the page again. From Rhema Word Center in Madison, Wisconsin. Yes, he is a covenant partner here with us, but tonight he is coming in the office of the pulpit. And we are going to respect that tonight because honor is due where it's supposed to be. So without any further ado, Pastor Dwayne Collins, welcome, man of God, to Man Up the Movement.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, thank you, sir, for allowing us to be a part of this tonight. I appreciate that you let me be a part of this every third Tuesday of the month. It's a privilege and an honor for you to even trust and believe in me to come forth like this. So I truly thank the Lord and Savior for giving you the mindset, to giving you the heart to open up your door to allow me to come in. So I appreciate that with all my heart, and I give much love to you for that, man of God.
Man, much love back. That's real talk. Well, we are going to pray, And then we're going to you have a requested song. I'm asking everybody to get into a worship position right now, get into a place to receive from God. Oh yeah, my brother, don't hang up. This is we still keeping it real for you out there. We're still being accountable and still being honorable. But first of all, you have to know that without the word, we have nothing. And it's time to really trust in the word. So I know the man of God has a big question for us tonight. We're going to obey that. But I want to pray for you. I'm going to play your opening song. And then we're going to sit down and allow the Lord to speak through you tonight. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you first for this opportunity just to say, have your way. Just to say thank you. Just to say, Lord, you are God. You are in charge. You are all that and a bag of chips. And we respect that to say we'll never be what you are. We'll never be what you can do. But we can be like you in obedience to follow your word. So Lord, move tonight as we stretch our hands to the man of God, as we release authorities and titles and positions, and we sit down at your feet. We now stretch our hands to the man of God in the northern part of the country, Wisconsin, that he could speak the word of truth, that he could be used by you and know like never ever before. And we will receive a word that motivates us to change, to be rearranged and to be transformed. So we thank you tonight, Lord, that you're in charge, that you're moving, and you're going to speak tonight. We want to hear, and we want to hear clearly. Move like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus? And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right?
Text somebody. Tell them they need to be on this call tonight.
Feel free to sing with us.
Put it on three ways.
Song is simple. It says,
somebody on this broadcast tonight.
Tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you.
I've been listening to this.
Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart. Here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
What can I do?
something in my belly to bring forth, and I just want to share this with you And as the reader be reading the word, I want you to listen to the word. Listen to the word, because you have to hear what God is saying. God is speaking to us, and yet we still not listening. God is trying to get us to see, but we're not opening up our eyes. So I want you to hear this word, and it's a word in here for you. Amen. So we coming from the Romans chapter 8, verses 28. We're going to read 28 to 39. Amen. So give it, grab your Bibles. And we're going to begin with the reading. Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 28 all the way through to 29. And here's the reading.
Romans 8, chapter 28, verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that it is written again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Father God, we just come before you once again, Lord, just to say thank you, God, for your written word. It is your word that brings life. It's your word that brings truth. Without your word, God, that's no salvation. Without your word, God, that's no deliverance. Without your word, God, that's no healing. God, we cannot walk in these days, God, without your word, God. We cannot get up without your word. So it's your word that gives us strength. It is your word that gives us understanding. It is your word that brings things to remind us. It was your word that delivered us. It was your word that put the foundation together. It was your word that threw the stars in the sky. It was your word that put the clouds. It was your word that put the water. It was your word that did everything. So, Father God, we thank you for the word, God. We thank you that you made the word became a living epistle. The word became a living vessel. So, Father God, we ask right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, everybody that touched their Bibles today, open up their word, God, that they will read their word and understand their word. They just won't read it as a novel, but they'll read it as a living epistle to their life, that their life may be changed. These things we ask in Jesus' name. We give him glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to thank my partner, my protege, for reading that with me. We tagging team here. So I just want you guys to get ready and get familiar with my wife's voice, because she will be helping me from this day forward with everything we're doing. We both do the ministry together. We both pastors in this church. We both working for the kingdom of God. We both labor in the house of God. It's not just me, it's both of us. So once they see me, they see us. They see one of us. They just don't see me. They see both of us. Amen. So I just want you guys to, be attentive to her as I'm attentive to her. Amen. God has spoke this to me. And, I want you to pay attention to the 31 verse. I want you to listen to the 31 verse. And plus, Go down to the 35 verse. Why? Because it's the whole chapter. You might as well read the whole chapter. Go back to Romans, the first chapter, Romans 8 and 1 all the way through. You got to read it. Why? Because Paul is actually educating, or Paul is actually giving the saints of Christ, he's giving a body of word. He's giving us a confirmation. He's giving us understanding. And we sometimes don't understand because we have a lack of understanding, or we don't want to understand. God gave it to me like this. He said it, just like the blind man. What's different between you and the blind man? The blind man can't see, but you can. What's the difference between the deaf man? The deaf man can't hear, but you can. What's the difference between the paralytic and you? You can walk. What's the difference? What's the difference with the ones with the leper? You clean. Why? Because you got the Holy Ghost. What's the difference? God's saying this is the difference because we don't believe the word. If I would come with a topic, the topic would basically be like this. Do you believe the word? Because God's saying in so many ways that you started off in the 28th chapter, he said, we know that all things work to good for those who are called, those who are loved him. We know that all things work together for who? For us. God's saying that he gave us a word. He said heaven and earth will pass away before his word. It is the word that confined the word. It is the word that put things together. Remember, it said in John said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Don't you remember back in Genesis when God spoke the word? God spoke the word from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's the word of God that confines. It's the word of God that gives you strength. Without the word of God, we are nothing. Without the word of God, we can't, you know, the word become faith. How it become faith? Because he said faith is a substance. Faith, you have to believe that the word is true. You can't believe for deliverance if you don't believe in the word. You can't believe for healing if you don't believe in the word. You can't get delivered if you don't believe in the word. How you going to say you heal but you don't believe the word? How you say you've been delivered but you don't believe the word? He said you become the word. He said you become the living word. You the word. You your testimony. He said we overcome who? The devil would over our testimony with the blood of the Lamb. Your testimony is the word. It ain't you speaking. It ain't you speaking. It's the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost would dwell in you. The Holy Ghost would what? Make intercession for you. The Holy Ghost would speak for you. You don't know what to say. It's the word of God. Without the word of God, none of this would have been confirmed. Without the word of God, you wouldn't have Genesis. You wouldn't have Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You wouldn't have a song. You wouldn't have Ecclesiastes. You wouldn't have none of this. Why? Because it's a foretell of what was going on before we came, before we was exist. Don't you remember when your mom and daddy got together? They had a word. They had a word about you. They had a word that you was going to come through. They had a word that when they was kids, they said they want to be married and they want to have kids. It was a word spoken. It was a word that spoke. You was a seed, but you was a word. It was a word that was spoken. Without the word, you can't do nothing without the word. Everybody want to be so eloquent in so many ways, but you can't be eloquent in so many ways because the word of God will make you ignorant. The word of God will make you stupid. Yeah, I said stupid. Why? Because that's what God say. If anytime you think you're smarter than God, that makes you being stupid. God, he asked the question, can you name the stars? Can you tell me how the heavens got up there? Could you tell me how the water come? It is the word. He said the word became flesh. What word? The word became flesh. God spoke the word, and he walked. He walked through 400 generations. God came from Noah all the way to where? And Malachi. If you get into the Malachi's, you know that's when he said God stopped talking to the prophets. Nowadays we got all kind of prophets, but why was the prophets what activating in the New Testament? In the New Testament, why? Because the word came. God prepared the word. John the Baptist was the word. Don't you remember? He said that God spoke the word to Elizabeth. He spoke to Elizabeth and said Elizabeth would be pregnant. It was the word that overshadowed her. It was the word that overshadowed Mary. Joseph didn't have sex with Mary. Joseph didn't even have their intercourse with her because she was married. But it was the word. It was the word that spoke. God spoke the word. And when it became a living self, a living veil, God spoke the word. What? To his own creator. God spoke this thing. Don't you remember? God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? Don't you remember that God said that let this mind that be in Christ also? It's a word. It's not height. It's not based on your understanding. It's not based on your knowledge. It's based on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the found word. Without the Holy Ghost, we lost. Don't you remember it says in the Bible? And the Bible says a mystery. This word is a mystery to the ungodliness. Why? Because you got to be holy to understand this word. You got to be holy to understand this word. Why? Because if you don't be holy to understand this word, you'll be talking about all kind of gods. That's today they even afraid to talk about the word. The word is Jesus. Jesus Christ. Don't you remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, so whoever should believe in him should not perish. That's the word. That is the word. God spoke the word to existence. We need to get back to understanding. We need to put Jesus Christ in the forerunner. Why? Because the word came. Without the word stopped walking. Didn't you hear what Adam said? Didn't you hear in the garden? Adam said he heard the voice. He heard the voice of God walking on a cool summer day. He heard the voice. What it was? It was a word. It was a word. It was a word that defined. It is a word that call you a deacon. It's a word that call you an evangelist. It's a word that call you a prophet. It's a word that call you a minister. It's a word that call you a bishop. It's a word that call you a prophet. It's a word that call you a preacher. It's a word. And what word it is, it's come from the divine word of God. That's not worldly world. He said, because you're in the world, don't be like the world. That's a word. It's a word. It is the word to make things understand. God gave it to me like this. He said it like this here. What's wrong with a blind man? Only thing different between a blind man and a man can see, a blind man can't see the word, but we can see the word. Why we can see the word? Because the word become open to us. Only how the blind man can see the word is through his heart. Why? Because he has faith. But God made it so today to where we got so many type of technology. To technology where you can go buy a Bible and they give you a DVD where it can read to you. It can read the word to you. You can get on your smartphone. You can get on your smartphone and you can just say anything and the word would come up. You can go from Genesis to Revelation on your phone. You got tablets and everything. You can, now they got the word in all different type of language. Why? Because it's the word. It's the word that brings salvation. It's the word that brings hope. It's the word that brings deliverance. It's the word that brings peace. I can't... He said a closed mouth will never get fed. I can't bring nobody. I can't speak to nobody if I don't talk. I can't speak to nobody if I don't say nothing. I can't speak to nobody if I don't open up my mouth. He said life and death is in the what? Your tongue. That's word. He said that's word. You speak. You when you bind things on earth, you don't bind it up in the physical. You can't do it in the physical, but you bind it up in the spiritual. Why? Because you speak the word. It is the word that brings things to understanding. We got so many folks running around there, ha-ha, pa-pa, ta-ta-ta-ta, but they ain't even accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Don't you remember? It goes back to the book of Matthew when he was telling Nicodemus. He told Nicodemus about the word. He said, how could I be born again? How can I enter my mama womb again? He said, you a teacher? And you don't know this? It's the word. It is the word. God basically trying to tell us what we need to get ourselves together, what we need to get back to basics. We need to get back to basics and have sound doctrine. Don't you know the apostles said that in the book of Acts, once the Holy Ghost fell down, they said they steadfast in what? Sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? Doctrine that you can't change. Doctrine that man can't put together. Doctrine that you can't come up with your own theology. Doctrine that you just can't put things together. The doctrine that he was talking about Jesus Christ. He's the forerunner. Jesus Christ is the founder of the church. Jesus Christ is the head of the ministry. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. Jesus Christ is the head of the apostle, the bishop, the evangelist, the deacon. Jesus Christ is the head. Who is the head? He's the word. Without the word, we can't get nothing done. Without the word, we can't do anything. And then 39, Paul has it. No, because Paul talking to these in Romans, he basically, these are the saints that scattered. These are a lot of saints that scattered. And then they got into all kind of Roman gods and all this kind of stuff. And Paul was just bringing them back to the word. Don't you know what's the word that saved you? Don't you know what's the word that delivered you? Don't you know what's the word that gave you a peace of mind? Don't you know this word that when you were sick, He spoke healing over you? Don't you know when you was in the famine that God spoke the word? Don't you know that when you was caught up in all kind of adulteries and sin and all that kind of stuff, God put a word? God said, I may go. God said, I'm going to go be the high priest. I'm going to take away the veil. Why? Because every time that we fall short of the glory of God, the high priest has to go behind the veil. Why? He had to go behind the veil every year. But God said, I got enough of that. Enough of that. I'm going to speak to existence. I'm going to speak this word. He spoke the word. He spoke the word through 42 generations. 42 generations, and you know what? They still can't get it. Know why they can't get it? Because they're trying to read the word out of the flesh. You got to read the word through the spirit. It is the spirit that brings understanding. It's the spirit that brings knowledge. It's the spirit. It's the spirit that gives you everything. Don't you know the wise man in the Bible could have hid everything? But one thing he asked for, he didn't ask for money, gold, silver. He asked for all the concubines, anything. He asked for wisdom.
Hey.
Wisdom, why? To get to know the word. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the Holy Ghost. We got to have the Holy Ghost. We trying to operate in churches. We trying to plant churches. We trying to do this, but we can't do it without the word. That the word is power. He said it's like Jeremiah said, it's like shot up in my bones. When you open up this word of God, it's supposed to shot up in your bones. It's supposed to correct you. It's supposed to get you straight. Knowing that you got a little crooked in you, it's supposed to get you, oh, I need to get myself. No, we don't have enough word. Why? Because we let, like Paul said, don't let them entice you. Don't let man entice you with vain words. See, we like to hear that money coming. We like to hear that, oh, you finna be blessed. We like to stand in the $50 line when a prophet got a prophesied on you. All you got to do is get in the word. He said, get in the word. He said, in the beginning was the word. What was the word? God. If you go to Genesis talking about God. He was in the word way in Genesis. Why? Because God knew that he had to come. God knew that he had to prepare a place for us. God knew that he had to do this for us. And God, give it to me like this here, because I got to give it to you like I got it, you know. And how I got to give it to you like this here is this is what God said. You know, you remember the young boy was born blind from birth. Help me out, Holy Ghost. You remember the young man was blind from birth, and he went in and out to the synagogue. The synagogue, that these church folks been looking at this man since he was a child. But here's the word step up, truth step up, deliverance step up, healing step up, blind eyes step up, the power of life and death stepped up, the power of creation stepped up, the word stepped up in the synagogue. The word stepped up in the synagogue. What happened? What happened? The Bible said he was born blind as a child. How can that be for a kid not even have an eyeball sight? He didn't even have an eyeball sight. He didn't have no kind of eyeball sight, but it was the word spoke. And what did the church folks ask the parents? They was convicted in their own heart because they feel that they had all the healing in them. But what's the word? What did they say? Well, you know him. What did he tell you? What did he tell you? He told them the word. He said, this Jesus, which I ain't never seen. I ain't never seen this Jesus. But he the one healed my eyes. He the one opened up my eyes. Jesus is the foundation of the Bible. You cannot get no deliverance. You can't get no healing. You can't get no prosperity. You can't get no deliverance. You can't get nothing. You can't even get your name running in the Lamb Book of Life. Why? Because you got to go through Jesus. You got to go through the living word. It is the word. It is the word of God. God says that if you go any way else to get into the door, to get to the Father, go through him, that means you are a liar, a cheater, a wreck, a murderer, a robber. He called you all kind of names. Why? Because you're crooked. You are crooked. If you go the opposite way to get into get to the Father, God saying you're crooked and you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. I want the word said. The word says that I died and I've risen. It was the word that said that I live again. It was the word that said that I sent back the comforter. I sent back the comforter what? To comfort you. I sent back the comforter that would direct you. I sent back the comforter that you can do great works. You can't do great works in your flesh. You can't do it in your flesh. It had to be the word. And the word became spirit. And the spirit came what? And dwelt among us. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a, what? It's a spirit. It's the spirit of our God. It's a great spirit. It's not a confused spirit. Anytime you got a confused spirit in you, that's of the devil. God sent back the comforter, what? To do mighty works, not to do evil. To do mighty works, what? To get people out of bondage, to break chains, to break deliverance, to break generation curse, to break generation religion, to break all these things. And not yet, we still don't get it. We got scholars that know the Bibles from the beginning to the end. We got all kind of college schools. We got all kind of sanctuaries. What you know what they call them. You know, you got all these schools, school of prophets, school of this, school of that, but not that nobody got the Holy Ghost. Not nobody got the word, because if you got the word of God said that you were love. The word of God said that you were help. The word of God said that you were speak life. The word of God said that you was encouraged. The word of God said that you won't come against people. The word of God said that you won't do unclean things. That's what God says. That's what God says. And I just want you to hear this because you got to get this. You got to get this in your spirit, because if you don't get this in your spirit, you still going to be stuck at the same place. You still going to be at the same place you was last year. About this time, you still at the same place that you was last year. You shouldn't be at the same place next year. Why? Because if you open up the word, it is the word that brings truth. It is the word that brings truth. He said, find the truth and sell it out. How you going to sell the word of God? How you going to sell the word of God? How you going to put on? How you going to sell the word of God when you got it free? If he said salvation is free, but yet you get the word of God and you want to tag it. You want to make up, or you want to try to get rich off the word. That's not God. God could have got rich off, but did he do that? God went to the very low. And I just want you to get this here. He says in 31, let me get this here. What then should we say? If God be for us, who could be against us? Why are we running around there acting all scared? He said, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God for you, the word said I'm for you. The word said I love you. The word said I died for you. The word said I got up for you. The word said I got greater things for you. The word said I got greater place for you. The word said I go back and prepare a place for you. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you. The word said that your name written in the book, Lamb of Life. The word said that you can do all things. The word said that you are overcomer through Christ Jesus. The word says that you can walk and don't get weary. The word says that he's able to present you faultless. The word said that he can present you faultless. We got folks that always want to tell us something. Oh, he ain't this in. What God say? What did God say? God said you can do all things. Why we keep worrying about what other folks say? If God said you can do all things, why are you worrying about it? Why are you worrying about it? If God said you can do, because he's telling you the word. He's telling you the word. It is the word. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, and he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he a new creature. Do you understand what that means? He didn't say you're a new alien. He didn't say you're a new animal. He called you what he believes. He called you what he created. He said you're a new creature. That's the word. The word said you become a new creature. If you become a new creature, why do you keep running around doing the same old thing? Why do you keep doing the same old thing? Do you believe the word? If the word said he's before you, why do you keep talking about something the devil's against you? The devil's on my back. The devil's on my back. Oh, they trying to put some hanks against me. The church coming against me. Oh, they lying on me. Oh, they lying on me. He said you're going to be persecuted, but he said if he's before you, he's going to prepare a place for you. He's going to go with you. He said he'd never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said he'll stand by you. He'll fight the battle for you. He said the battle's not yours, it's his battle. Why we keep worrying about it for? Why we just can't focus on what God said? God says that you are more than a conqueror. God says that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. You know, it keeps saying that you can do things through Christ Jesus. Why it doesn't say you can do things through God? Because God is Jesus. Get the word. Listen what the word say. God said you can do all things through Christ Jesus. If it was confusion, if he had some other idea to tell you, he would have told you. But he sit there and told you the word. He said you can do all things through Christ Jesus. But we keep trying to do things through other folks. We trying to heal folks through other folks. We trying to heal folks through our own, acknowledge, our intellect. We're trying to hear folks in our intellect. We want to talk these big fancy words. Shut up. God sent in this season, shut up. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the word of God in you, get the word. You know how you can get the word? He said if you repent and turn away from your wicked ways. What do you mean repent? Get up out of your own knowledge. Get up out of your book knowledge. Get up out of that you Mr. Know Everything. You Mrs. Know Everything. He said repent and turn away from your wicked ways, because you would keep putting it back on a cross. You'll keep thinking that he didn't deliver you. You'll keep thinking that he ain't set you free. And then once you repent, Get in the Word, baby. Get in the Word, because the Word is true. The Word will bring light to you. The Word will bring joy to you. The Word will bring happiness to you. The Word will bring you, he'll give you a feeling in your body that you have never experienced before. Get out of your flesh. He said, he that worship me must worship me spirit and truth. How are you going to worship him and you don't know the Word? You got to know the Word to worship him. You got to understand how you feel, you know, because the Word is not just a feeling. It's a lifestyle, man, and it changed the way you think. You know how you used to cuss out your wife? You won't cuss out no more. You know how you used to want to fight? You won't fight no more. You remember how you used to tote the guns? You won't tote the guns no more. You know how you used to smoke that blood? You know how you used to drink that alcohol? You know how you used to watch that pornography and all that kind of stuff? If you get in the Word, it'll deliver you. It'll set you free. You won't no longer walk weary. You won't no longer get stagnated in your mind. He said you unstable. If you he ready for you to be lukewarm, then he can what? Piss you out. That's the Word. That's the Word. You heard it. You heard the Word. You heard the Word. You heard the Word. Philippians 4:19-20. But my God should supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He didn't say according to the world. He didn't say the world. Why? Because if you seek in the kingdom, God's going to bless you. Why? Because you're dwelling in his Word. He said, meditate on me. Day and night. Meditate on me. The word have I hidden in your heart. How you going to know what's hidden in your heart if you don't meditate on it? You got to meditate on the Word. You got to meditate on the Word. You got to meditate on the Word. And if you don't meditate on the Word, you're not going to get the Word. 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 My reader, just go real quick and read 35 for me. And I'm done. No, matter of fact, Read 34 for me, my reader.
Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died.
Quit letting folks condemn you. Do you got your Word? This is what he said. Who is that condemning you? Come on.
It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God.
Did you hear that? Quit letting folks condemn you. Quit letting folks put you in sin. We all fall short of the glory of God. Quit saying that. Come on, read it.
Who also maketh intercession for us.
My God.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? If God deliver you, if God sets you free, if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, if you ask God to come and live in you, if you ask God to take away all your earthly things, you know, that's the sin, the earthly things, you know, the fornication, the sin, the cursing, the lying, the cheating, the backbiting, you want to stab somebody, you always want to throw a brick at somebody's car, that's what you're asking God. Come on, read it.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword as it is written,
who?
For thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Come on.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
My God.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
We are what?
More than conquerors.
Quit talking about you got a storm in your life. Walk through your storm. He's telling you right then and there, it's the Word. Speak to the storm. If you speak the Word to the storm, you will overcome it. He said we are more are conquerors. He said we are conquerors. How we are conquerors? We are conquerors of our current situation. We don't need nobody to pray us through. It's good to have somebody to pray you through, but you got to believe the Word for yourself, baby. Brother, you got to read the Word for yourself. Brother, you can't just always say, well, I need somebody to pray. But encourage yourself in the Lord. Come on, read it.
Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Did you hear what Paul was saying? What are you worrying about it for? What are you worried? You got the Word, baby. Man, you got the Word. You got the Word. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive them as your Lord and Savior. You say, Lord, I want to live like you. Lord, I don't longer want to live the way I live, Lord. Teach me. Show me how. Show me how to live for you. Show me how to walk this thing out. Show me how to be delivered. Show me how to be set free. Paul says it, he says it best. What are you worried about it for? Whatever's coming, don't you worry about it for. Don't worry about no devil. Don't worry about no demon. Don't worry about no witchcraft. Don't worry about no sorcerer. Quit worrying about talking about some folks as they pull my hair out. They gonna be, who? He said, who can separate you from the love of God? Can't no preacher separate from you. You better quit letting the preachers tell you, oh, God don't love you. He just said it. Can't nobody separate you from God. I don't care what you did. God has the last final word. God separates you from him. Not man, not woman. We saw, oh, well, God don't love me no more. So he said, can't nobody separate you from the love of God. Can't nobody. Quit letting a prophet, quit letting a bishop, quit letting a preacher, quit letting a teacher tell you that. He just said it. Can't nothing separate you from the love of God. You need to tell that devil, devil, quit lying on me, because you can't separate me from the love of God. You can't even, matter of fact, you can't even go say nothing about me, because God said his eyes are to and fro. Wherever you at, God is at. So why you keep worrying about it? Why you can't just get free? Why you just can't get delivered? My God, it is the word of God. It is the word of God. If you read the word and quit trying to read it like a novel, maybe you'll get understanding. Because, see, when you got people preaching to you, go back, open up the Bible, read the word for yourself. Why? Because it's based on your salvation. He said work on your own salvation with fear and tremor. He didn't tell you to work on mine. He said work on your own salvation with fear and tremor. I'm saying it is the word. It is the word that compel us. It is the word that heal us. It is the word that deliver us. It is the word that set us free. It is the word that give us a better understanding. Without the word, we are lost. You know what the word is? The word is the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit. It is the Spirit of God. God said he would send back. He said that the Holy Ghost would teach you all things. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. He said the Holy Ghost would teach you all things. Whatever you lack in the Holy Ghost will teach you. Why? Because he said it's written on your heart. If you let the spirit man live, then you can understand the word. I want you guys to be blessed, tremendously blessed. Why? Because I'm walking the word. I said it before. I am the word. Yes, I am the word. I am the word. I am the word. Why? Because he dwells in me. The Holy Ghost dwells in me. So whatever I speak the word of God. I don't speak what Dwayne wants to say. I speak what the word of God. And I don't stand by and say, oh, they're gonna judge me. They're gonna do, I'm not that. I'm way from that. I got into the Bible. The Bible opened up my eyes to likeness. Only God that judge. Only God that can condemn me. If I don't say it right, God will get me. If I don't say it right, God will show me. If I don't do it right, God will show me. It's okay to follow. You know, he says it's safety in the multitude of counseling. That's the word. They're going to give you the word. They're not going to give you their opinion. They're going to give you the word. So I want you guys to be blessed. If you heard something that encouraged you, if you heard something that's going to get you more deep into the word of God, I'm telling you, man, it would help you out. I messed up a lot of times. I ran.
My hand is in the air.
I say, Lord,
my hand is the first one in the air.
I don't know nothing about your word. I don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. I don't know about God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about the disdaining to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I didn't know none of that. But I asked God. I said, God, if it's for me to know you, if it's for me to understand you, show me, God. Place me in a place that I can know you. God put me in a place that I can know him. But not only that, God took me to a bookstore where I was able to get the King James Verse Bible, that the scripture from the King James Verse Bible on DVD. And I sit there many of nights crying out to God. God,
oh my
showed
God.
Me. And God gave me a tool to use. So what I'm trying to tell you, that's many tools to use. Just get into the tools. Let the word become live to you. May God bless you.
Oh, my God. My hand is already in the air because the revelation of the word of God has went forth, and how much better do we need to do?
My God.
You know, there is no graduation, man of God, but I want to speak to you, elevation.
My
Take
God.
That next step up.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know how we, you know how me and you roll off the scenes.
Yes, sir.
Take the next elevation, man, right now. You don't need no certificate. You don't need no no written nothing. Just go to the next level.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
If you have been touched tonight,
hallelujah,
and God is speaking to you, because, you know, as the man of God said, he was just sharing what he's already going through, his personal growth. Are you growing tonight? Dial one. Man, woman, female, anybody, dial one right now, or I'm going to throw you under the bus, and we're going to all get involved in this conversation, because this touched me, because I see God moving all the way in Madison, Wisconsin. I see a glorious ministry, not about buildings, but about people, building people. What we doing, my brother? We man enough to build people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't get me
hallelujah,
started.
Jesus.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah is the highest praise. Oh, wait a minute. Minister Larigas, man up.
Praise Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Praise and, Jesus.
I'm in the middle of focus, but man, I just want to thank Jesus for the word that went forth today. And it also says that the word, when it goes out, it will accomplish what it sets forth to do. So I thank Jesus for you, man, and delivering that word tonight. And God bless you and your family, man.
Straight out of Kroger.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus me. On the phone.
Jesus
and all his
phone.
Children
right.
And his wife.
Did you hear that?
Look, this man
that?
Of God here. I need to schedule you back
bed?
On. Let me know you're available.
Did you hear me?
No, what'd you
Hello?
Say?
My daughter said, is that Jesus on the phone? Amen. It's Jesus on the phone.
I represent
like
Jesus.
Said, we,
I represent Jesus. Yes,
so
yeah, you can say
word,
yes. Oh, wait a minute, listen.
If we abide in the word, then the word abides in us. So you're right.
Oh.
So thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
See, that's confirmation. Out of the mouth
yes,
of babes.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Hey, get with me, Minister Rodriguez.
You.
I need to get you back on,
yes,
man
sir.
Up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Minister Terry, woman up,
oh.
Man up.
Yes, praise the Lord, family. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Pastor Dwayne and Pastor
Ooh.
Dwayne's wife, they put down a word here. Ooh, yes.
Teamwork.
I was just, you know, words. He put so much
Ooh,
on there.
Teamwork makes the word
why.
Work.
Ooh, thank God. I thank God for archive because he was putting it down. He was putting it down. What's the word? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. And Jesus and God are one. Ooh, praise the Lord.
Hey,
praise
Minister
Lord.
Terry, Minister
yes.
Terry, since I'm doing the bus thing tonight,
amen.
All somebody got to do is preach on John 1, and we got you.
That's right. That's right.
You in the club.
Right. That's right. What's the word? Ooh, yes, the word is God.
What's the word?
Ooh, hallelujah. Praise him. Awesome, Pastor Dwayne. You guys, I tell you, you and your wife, we love and appreciate you. God bless you all. And Pastor E, you know that includes you too, and the network family. God bless you all.
That's
My
real
God.
Talk.
Amen.
That's real talk.
James Hudson and Showtime and MAB and CCC and whatever else God is about to open up in your life. Welcome in, man. Man up.
Bless you, man. Bless you, man. I can't work out without my music, man. But that brother Wayne had that thing rolling so much. Man, that dude. I was like, you know, that he's throwing out one of those the type of ministry where the Spirit has been working with you for a week or two, man, and you just can't wait to get it out because that brother wasn't missing a beat, man. I said, this brother prepared tonight. He ain't joking around. I mean, he is truly prepared. And, oh, man, it is just amazing.
When you make me
want to
preach, when you make me want to preach, Now, I say elevation.
Man,
he went to another level.
That brother was rolling, man. You know, I normally kind of listen in and listen out, but I had to just stay tuned, man, because I said, I know he's going to stop in a second here, but that brother, that brother was on a roll, boy. That's when that spirit is whipping you, man.
No, that's when that word.
You know,
that's when that word.
I'm laughing to keep from crying, man, because you know people don't understand it, man. Until it happens to you, you don't understand.
The joy of the Lord.
I don't care how bold you think you is. I don't care if you've been a murderer, a thief, or whatever, that word kick you.
Come on, speak it. It's the joy
boy,
of the Lord right there.
That thing will make you all over the land. Who is that? Oh, man.
Oh, like
hey,
my
boy,
friend would say, you should have bought a Honda.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, that's a Holy Ghost party right there, man. That's one of them Holy Ghost. That's what it gets shut. It's like fire shut up in your bones.
Shut up in your bones.
You can't keep it to yourself. You want to say so much. You can't just be just fumbling all on top of yourself. You're just trying to get so much out. But that boy, that ain't rolling, man. I don't know how long he's been working on this bad boy, but he had his points down to the pack, boy. I was waiting on him, man. You're missing you.
Look, God works
some kind of way.
In miraculous ways.
Got that thing rolling, boy. he was ready tonight. There ain't no doubt about that. He been waiting all day for this.
You see, you know, okay, since we can take a
God be the glory.
Can we take a man up moment in the midst of the ministry? That's how us brothers have to encourage.
Man. Yeah.
Have
man.
To push each other.
It's a reminder, man. It's a reminder,
Release.
Man. It's a reminder, man. Yeah. It
Don't
is.
Follow somebody, lead somebody.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you're
man.
Worthy.
Just notice.
He called you.
Man.
You got a word.
Yeah,
I'm talking to you now, James.
I am.
You got MAB, but you got BBBBBBB.
Yeah,
you better
man.
Behave before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get the other three beats for you anyway.
Yeah, man. I got
it. Goes
I'm
to all
good,
of us.
Man,
man, I'm so proud of Pastor Dwayne because nobody knows this because we don't brag about it, but that's my son. And to see, I'd say, elevated
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yeah.
My God. My God.
Elevate him.
Thank
see,
you,
when you go higher, you know it's time to go to the next level.
Mm.
My
yeah.
God.
Now here, this is going to blow all you
Thank
away.
You.
He couldn't be my son unless I was already his son.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, James. Tell him, James. I could never be your daddy unless you had already became mine.
Amen. That's right.
And we respect each other in that matter to say manning up means I'm where you are, you where I am, I'm at, and I'm where you're going, and you're where I'm going.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now, let's man up.
My God, my God.
I know you guys can hear that sound effects in the back. See, James is still doing them curls. That's why he's talking to us. You hear that clean? He's still doing them curls. He said, because he passed, he's getting emotive. I need to be your personal trainer. Every look, I'm talking, he's going, bing. I'm hearing bing. He's manning up, bing.
That's that encouragement there, brother. That's the encouragement. That's when you know that spirit. You say that spirit is with you. Like the man said, I am the word. I am the word. You'll be looking for the word.
Yes.
I am right here.
That's why MAB right. is going to Madison, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Brother been waiting for a way to do ministry without working for somebody. Oh, come on. I'm just somebody trying to help somebody, somebody that could change somebody. Oh my God. We need me AB up in Madison.
Yeah.
My God.
There's our recruit.
That's it. However you use me, Lord, I'm open.
My God.
James, are you clapping your hands right now? We finna go nationwide.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I've been clapping my hands the whole time. I told you, man. You can't help but to clap your hands when you're on a roll like that. That's just all we just do. That's just confirmations, man. And that's the goodness of God, man. And just the type of people that He chooses to work through, it just amazes me where they've come from and how they're allowing God to use them and you know, not being ashamed of it. That's the thing. Like I said, they're not making no excuses. They don't have no excuses. The truth just should set you free, man. And that's what we have to stand on is the truth. You know, and it ain't always easy.
Even though it hurts sometimes.
This world we live in. Oh, man, it hurts. Oh, it hurts, man. It hurts. It hurts. Coming
even though it hurts.
Brother,
it hurts mama, first.
Yeah. Yeah,
the truth really hurts first before it sets you free.
Oh, yeah.
That means I have to deny myself. I got to take up my own cross. I got to follow somebody. And I got to recognize God through everybody.
My God. My God.
We just opening up national entrepreneurships. You guys are going to be hearing some dynamic things here in the next several weeks. God just threw this in my spirit of some opportunities for people. Because things are about to launch that we need people to be involved with it. Come on, dial one. Somebody else may want to get in this conversation. I know one person that wants to say hi. This is Virginia Valentine. Welcome to Man Up.
Yes, man. I got. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Can we get Bat Rouge with MAB?
Oh my God. Oh, what a word.
What a word.
What a word. I'm sitting here and I don't know whether to open my door and run out of this house and run down the street and back. Oh, Papa E. And our place laid hands. What a team. I'm listening at you, my sister. How you read those voices. You read with the authority. You read with the power. And you read under the anointing. That's why the man was able to come and follow behind you and preach that word voice by voice. Minister, First Lady Ann, may God bless you. May God bless you, and man of God, Pastor Dwayne Collins, I've heard you preach several times since I've been on this air, but I have never, ever heard you preach the word that you did before. You was on fire for God. You preached nothing but the Holy Ghost and fire tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Pastor Dwayne, you preached on 1 John 1. Talking about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. And as you was preaching, I have two sheets here, and on both sheets, all I have there is the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. And that 14th voice said, the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwell among us.
When?
Jesus tonight, hallelujah, when the word became flesh and dwelled among us. And I am so blessed. You preach Jesus. You preach the word of God tonight. I'm going to say it again. I've heard you preach on several occasions, but not like tonight. You have preached that word. I'm going to say like Brother James said. You've been in this thing. God has really anointed your belly, and nothing came out but the word that flows out of your belly. That's where it came from, out of your belly. You have preached, and your wife, y'all, I'm looking at y'all. I'm listening at y'all as a team. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Keep working together. And the enemy can't come in no kind
come
of
on,
way.
Come on. Don't stop.
The enemy can't come.
Nothing apart again.
No, nothing.
I've been waiting on somebody to channel into that.
I'm
you guys are anointed tonight. Team.
Yes, you are. You're a team.
Know your role.
Pastor Dwayne.
Fill your space and watch no lack in your life.
Yes. And let me say this. Minister White, Lady Ann, and Pastor Dwayne. Don't leave no open. Don't leave no gap for the enemy to come in. Stay together as two teams. You are one, not two. You are one. Hey, Jesus. You are one. Hey, Jesus. You are one. Oh, I'm so excited for this word tonight. And if you get out of the word, all I can hear is the word. Jesus is the word.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Come on. Can you think about the beginning?
In the beginning. In the beginning.
When you say yes.
Yes, word. The word.
When you say I do.
Yes.
When death do us part.
Like I've never heard you preach.
Just remember.
Jesus.
Thank
let me
you,
tell y'all, I don't know whether you had me muted out or not, Pastor E, but let me tell you something. I had to cover my mouth. I had to put my hands over my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I had to put my hand over my mouth. Hey, Jesus.
I want to share this, to be honest. I don't unmute you because when you go there, we go in there.
Oh,
but you can text me at any time and say now. Or I'm going to bring you in. Just text me.
You
say now. If that's what the Holy Spirit
clapping.
Is telling you, I hold you to the end because when you come in, we finna go there.
Yes,
we're going to lose some callers.
Yes.
But those of us that stick around, we going there.
Yes, we going there.
Oh, Shabbat.
I had to cover
that's
my
the
mouth.
Highest praise.
Yes, it is. Shabbat. You go ahead, old Pastor Dwayne, and praise Lady Ann. Woman of God, I love you. Praise God for you. Praise God for a team.
Bless you.
Don't need no gap. Don't need no open. Don't need no leeway for the devil. Take that word tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Minister Michelle, where you at?
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I'm throwing you under the bus. Minister Michelle, welcome. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise God.
Is the highest praise.
Yes, it is. Amen. And I agree with everyone. That was an awesome word. The anointing flow from the time he started to the time he ended. And it's just awesome. And I hope people will be able to hear it in the archive. That was a rhema word. It was fresh. It was just anointed. And I just want to say God bless you. Minister Collins, keep doing what you're doing. Pastor Collins. And first
woo! Collins, Pastor Collins.
Yes.
Pastors. let's say it like this. Pastors College.
Yes, that's more appropriate. Pastors College.
Pastors Taylor.
Absolutely. I'm
going to pull y'all in now. Oh, wait a minute. Teamwork makes it work. Pastors Taylor.
Yes, it does.
Maybe those things that are not as if already is. Pastors Taylor.
Praise God. But it was awesome. It really was. I enjoyed it.
You
I
know
came
I
in the middle,
you.
So I will be going to the archive. You got me, man of God. But God bless both of you. And keep it up. You're only going higher. Great things are in store for you and your ministry. And I'm just happy to be part of it.
Now, Pastor, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Happy
yes,
to be a part of it.
Amen.
And you're over 240 miles away from us.
Yes,
but
sir.
We are part of it right now.
My God.
Your ministry is going to explode because of your desire to want to share what God is doing for you in your family.
My God.
In that relationship.
Mm.
And then how that oneness now goes, Madison is just a kickoff spot for your ministry.
My God. Yes,
your
Lord.
Teamwork is going to go nationwide. It's going to go worldwide. But take care of home first.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things we talk
Thank
offline.
You.
I ain't going to throw that out there like this. But all I'm saying to you is, man, I'm proud right now. If anybody knows me,
I
don't endorse a lot of sermons. Ooh, but tonight, I hear Jesus.
My God, my God.
And did you hear the other? Did you hear the other response? Is that Jesus?
Hmm.
I was just talking.
The word.
I was just talking, and the baby said, "Is that Jesus?" y'all even know it. I'm trying to really finish this broadcast in peace, because when the baby said, when I was talking, and she said, "Is that Jesus?" I was like spinning in my chair, like, "Oh my God, Jesus!"
Thank you, Lord.
That's a whole other level.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been holding in, but that the mouth of a babe. She said, "Is that Jesus?" I said, "She's talking to me." she heard my voice. And I must be
Hallelujah,
doing something
Lord.
Right. Because I told you, I can't be him, but I sure can be like him. Oh, my God. Changed my life right then. My prophetic ministry went to another level. My apostle ministry went to another level. My bishophood went to another level. My teacher and my preacher
yes, Lord.
Positions went to another level. Graduation, not to quit, but to go higher. But tonight is about you too, because you instructed it. You spoke it. I have to speak in your life, because I couldn't say nothing that was revealed to me unless you revealed it through you.
Yes, Lord.
That's obedience. That's better than sacrifice. That's the willingness to say, you know what? It ain't about me. How can I tell somebody else what happened to me that will make it better for you? Man up.
My God.
Yeah, I'm going to stop here, because I'm really, really trying to get a sermon in all this. But I'm going to quit. You make me want to preach. You better throw your hands in the air. I'm serious.
You know you got it.
I'm serious. I will go off. But listen to me in the morning. Watch this. Listen in the morning on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose live on Facebook at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. I'm going off tomorrow. Wake up, get up, move in your mind. It's going to go crazy. I'm encouraged.
My God,
I want to give you an opportunity, you and your partner, to give us your closing remarks, and we're gonna
close out
the same song we started with.
I bless the name of.
Yeah, talk.
I want you guys to close us out. Anything you have going on in Wisconsin, please share it. You don't know who's listening and who's up there, and you don't know who may want to support. Please share you guys' ministry. It's time to launch Rhema Word Center here on the network, that we can be connected in covenant. But let the Lord use you in your closing remarks, and then we're going to have a song to close it out.
On this Thursday at 7 o'clock, we have our Bible study at Thursday at 7 o'clock. We do outreach
on Saturday.
My wife, she's trying to, her heart is at trying to start a homeless shelter. That's what her mind and her heart at. We're working with some. Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to hit you up, too, and let you know what's going on. We're basically trying to get things, the forerunner to go to where we're trying to build a homeless shelter. We basically just trying to build up the church within itself, you know, and just trying to do what God wants us to do. We're both praying that God will put us a stewards off of our jobs, and just to be able to go into full-time to birth the shelter, you know, because my wife, she's involved with counseling and stuff like that. she got her heart in that stuff. She wanted, you know, do a lot of stuff here with the homeless, you know, and build a shelter, women's shelter and stuff like that. You know, and I'm just supporting her in it. And we're just trying to, you know, change Madison. You know, we're just trying to get out of our tradition and come together as the body of Christ, not to come to my word about each other's members. And, you know, they quit with homie. No, we are just basically out freelancing and just asking God to connect stitch together so we can work together and do God's will, not our will, but God's will. And that's what we at. We just at, we are located here in Madison. It's 2829 Perry Street, right off of Fifth Avenue.
That's Madison, Wisconsin. For y'all on the West Coast,
Wisconsin.
That's a place you never want to go. For y'all on the down
south, 80 degrees today,
you stay away. But if you in if you're in Michigan, in Chicago, Detroit, we're gonna send y'all up there.
And, you know, we put.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and we just trying. Like I said, we just basically I go the, right now. My wife, you know, and I, we just trying. You know, like I say, doing what God desired for us to do. You know, and he said if the house is not built by him, then the labor is in vain. So we just asking God, you know, and we just thank you for letting us to be able to connect with you on the world network so people can know who we are. And I'm
wait,
grateful
wait,
that
wait,
you
wait,
have
hold
let
on,
my
wait,
wife
what you say? You call it what network?
The world network.
No, the now network.
The now?
Not. Will, N-O-W, and there's a period in between each one. I have to be specific because of our trademark. It's the Now Network.
Right.
What you going to do now?
And I just, I thank you for,
now,
I thank you for correction,
maybe,
to
it. But what you spoke into existence, but watch
network.
This. Without no disregard, watch what you spoke into existence. The Now World Network with Dwayne Collins.
The world. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm gonna be real with you. See, most people be like, man, you can't do that. No, wait a minute. Let's be proactive. He spoke a word, not for me,
that's
for
it.
Him. I'm connected because I'm that's now it. Not our will, but you're the world network from Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. And I accept that because that's giving
oh
me that confirmation.
No, you better, you spoke it. Wait a minute. I'm the one supposed to accept it because you spoke it. I spoke it back to you. You already supposed to be jumping up. You and your wife supposed to be jumping around in circles there. Look at God move. Look at God move.
Hey, I receive it. I'm telling you, that's why I've been talking to my wife. And me and my wife usually, you know, I used to do a lot of message doing Facebook. So my wife is coming on board. Me and her, we, you know, we got stuff that I got set up in the house and stuff like that. And so we going, you know, we going to start doing that. You know, Father's doing on YouTube, Facebook. We're going to try to get some Instagram and things like that. Why? Because the world needs to know that God is still able. It don't make a difference what your current situation is. The word works. If you work, if you meditate on the word and let the word going to work. I don't care what time it is in your season, you're not dead yet. If you're not 10 feet under, ain't no dust over
breath.
Your head, that means that you still have an opportunity. The word works.
Take
you
breath.
Just got to meditate on the word and let God do it.
Can you just, anybody, everybody listening, can you just do this with me? And blow out. It ain't too late. Everything you thought
it's
you
too
should
late.
Have been,
go
you
ahead,
can do. Everything you
missed,
everything you thought you should have had, you got. Just do this with me. Blow it out. See, he ain't done with you yet. He's not done with you yet. Are you ready to be worked by God? See, the Now Network. Just in case somebody didn't know this, we're here to grow people, to grow them. I don't care if you get a radio
Amen.
Show and get more listeners than me. to God be the glory. But if one
God be the glory, and if I could, Apostle, I want to get his email out. It's at Tidings of Christ
at gmail.com. You can reach us at titusofchrist@gmail.com. I know I said the ministry is Rhema for Ministry. You know, we call it the Rhema Center. But if you want to get a hold of us, you can hit me up at gmail.com, titusofchrist@gmail.com. I don't know if you want me to give the phone number out or nothing like that. Do you?
Check this out, bro. I ain't tripping on your promotion. Get it out there. Let somebody know that they can connect with somebody that's in connection with me that can be in agreement that it's not about us but about them. Man, give it out. Email, Instagram.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can
Facebook,
reach us. You can
LinkedIn.
Reach us. My number here, 608-658-1106. 608-658-1106. And you can reach us at tithesofchristministry@gmail.com.
Amen. Now we're gonna go to the wait a minute, hold on. We're gonna go to the real place I was trying to go to. I want closing remarks from you and your wife. I want her to come in with what's on her heart for that person that just maybe came in. They got a little bit of that message, but they need that closing. Then Pastor, I want you to come in and compliment her and give that 3 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute that people say, I got more out of that than I got out the message. That's what I need right
Amen.
Now. Speak.
Amen.
I bless the name of the Lord and thank God for the word that went up. And, you know, it was just on my heart that our people perish for lack of knowledge, for not knowing the word. So I would just encourage you to get in the word. The word is what's going to change you. The word is what's going to deliver you. The word will help motivate you. The word will comfort you. The word will be your friend. Through the word, you can get your healing. I am a witness that I was healed through God's word. Could nobody pray for me to heal me until I had to get in the word myself and accept the word and believe the word, trust the word, and try to walk out the word. I'm not perfect yet, but my God, if I stay in the word and abide in the word, he will make a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And I just thank the Lord that he gave my husband, he preached a word. And that word helped in even more so encourage me. And so I'm looking forward to doing even greater things. And, you know, I just want to encourage you all to keep standing on the word. It is a blessing to be involved with the Now Network. And Pastor E, thank you for giving my husband the opportunity.
Amen. Once again, I thank the apostle for giving us this opportunity. Most important, I thank my wife because during her obedience, God was able to move. God was able to do things that we didn't have nothing involved with it, but God had all involved in it. By being obedient, God was able to show up and show out. And I just want to leave you with a very familiar scripture. John 3:16, we know this, and we got to put this in our heart. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but by through him that the world may be saved. What I'm trying to say is this. All you got to do is just let your light shine in the word. Let God walk in your life. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. God got the healing. God got the deliverance. It is according to God's will that you be set free. It's according to God's will that you walk in prosperity. It's according to God's will that you walk in your testimony. You be blessed. Let somebody know how God has been good to you in your life. Don't wake up tomorrow without letting nobody know who's Christ Jesus is in your life. Be blessed on tonight. May God strengthen you. May God bless you. And may God keep you in perfect peace. God bless you.
What a night. God bless you guys. It say, don't let the sun go down. You got an issue with somebody, you better clear it up now.
Amen. Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated
in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations.
Hey,
Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.